Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Going to need you along and the Surf Coast help in just a moment. So when we do, 52232955.
Bit of a pickle.
I just think you think what I'm doing is outlandish. And I think it just makes a lot of sense. It's practical.
It's big, it's bold, and I don't agree.
Okay, here's what's happened. So, obviously, I have two daughters.
Yes.
Little Georgie, who's almost two, and then little Polly, who's about two and a bit months.
Yeah.
Georgie is in a cot at the moment. She's in her own room.
Yep, right? Big girl.
Big girl, growing up, getting bigger. Learned a new trick, and that trick is that she can now climb out of her cot.
Wow. Oh, they're growing up quick, Josh.
That's right. Ran in the other day because she was crying because she'd fallen out. And I was like, oh, God, here we go.
It's dangerous.
It is, yeah, for sure.
I mean, well done to being clever. You go, wow, like, look at you progressing.
I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
The skills are crazy. You're not even two and look at you go. But then on the other hand, you go, oh, my gosh, look at you go. I have to watch you the whole time because you're going to injure yourself.
Now we have to hog tie you, you know? obviously, I'm joking. So our next step is then they move into a bed.
Correct.
Right. So you get a bed and you get that little side thing, whatever, so they roll out. Yeah,
The classic barrier.
And then I said, Kat's on her way to get a bed today.
Yep.
And then that bed is going to be a double bed. I really didn't think that was an outlandish thing to say at all.
As soon as he said it, I was shocked. My jaw was on the ground.
Yeah.
She is not yet two, little Georgie. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous girl.
Beautiful.
And getting a double bed. Now, I must point out that a lot of this comes from envy because I did not get a double bed until I think I was 19. Dad was completely against it. In his head, I think it was if you have a double bed, a bed which is made more for two people, then maybe my kids would start bringing over kids.
That's the sort of kids he was raising, you know?
We had single beds growing up. And then when we finally got a bit bigger, and my brothers, you've seen them, they're quite tall, we went to King Singles.
Yep.
But a two-year-old getting a double bed, what are you doing?
Here's why. First of all, practical. Don't have to buy another bed for another 15 years. Okay? You know how I am with my money? Thrifty. Okay? Second of all, if there's a thing where, like, oh, you just can't get them to bed and you just lie by them, you know, say they're sick or whatever, I can just lie in that bed and be comfortable. Rather being scooched up and the hot little bodies on top of it, you're like, ugh, yuck.
But that's being gross. A parent.
Germs. You know, I don't want it.
But they want, you know, even or, if you have the double, they're going to be right on top of you anyway.
That's right. And then they come into my bed and then I can go, well, at least there's a double bed just down the road, you know, and I can just jump in there. Practicality is what I'm thinking.
I get that. But I still think it is so outlandish.
Overkill, you reckon?
Oh, massively.
Beds are reasonably priced these days. You can order them online and they come to your house in
Georgie's
a box.
Georgie's just getting whatever she wants and she doesn't even realise. She's growing up going, Daddy, give it to me, please. Doesn't need to say it because she knows whatever she asks for, she will get two and she's getting a double bed.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it overkill?
Or is
Herbie just being jealous?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? 52232955. We also have tickets to give away as well. You can catch the Supercats Launceston this Saturday night at the arena.
Final.
It is a final too, which is great. And the girls have just been doing so well.
Amazing. This is a big one though. Josh
overkill
is spoiling his daughter.
Or reasonable. 52232955. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. In excess, what a tune that is. Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955, asking the question, is it overkill to buy a nearly two-year-old a double bed?
Your daughter.
Because practicality reasons.
She's now gotten out of the cot. You needed to get a bed.
That's right.
You told me you went and got her a double. Yep. I think that is crazy. That is spoiled. Why is she going straight to a double? She's not even two yet. It's outlandish,
Josh. Life's changed, okay? People have bigger beds these days. Most people never even had a king. Now everyone's got kings.
Oh, this is coming also from the guy who said, I can't believe I didn't buy a super king.
Should have. Should have. The bigger the bed, the better. More space, you know. 52232955. Reasonable, unreasonable. Who are you sitting
spoilt
with?
Is what I think.
She's not spoiled. She didn't ask for it.
That's a problem. She didn't have to. And then going forward, she's never going to have to ask. She'll just get what she wants.
Okay.
We've got Greta. What do you think? Is it reasonable for a double bed?
Yes, but is he going to have room for a horse in his backyard when his daughter asks for?
No, that would be at the farm, I'd say.
But I have to say, sorry, I've had a double bed all my life.
Yeah.
My granddaughter has a double bed. She's only 2.5. She might still sleep with her mum, but she has a double bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
See, okay.
I don't know.
It's changed. Like,
it has
why
changed.
Buy a little bed? They're going to get older and bigger.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. See, practicality.
Just give them what they want, you know? Never say no. Is that right?
It's... Oh, yeah, all right. Let's go to Kirby, who I know whose side you're going to be on. It's, you know... The Herbie cheer line here.
No, you don't. You don't know who's side I'm on with this one, Josh.
Kirby, what do you reckon?
There's got to be a plus side to being the eldest child.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting the bigger bed sooner.
No.
I was the eldest out of three. Yep. This... I was the eldest out of three. I had a double bed when I was six. So.
At least you're nearly mature then, you know? Georgie's two. Not even. She won't even know.
You know what? I agree with Josh. It's practicality side. You won't have to you won't have to get another bed until she's older.
That's
so.
Right. 15 years time. When she, you know, ready to move out.
I can't believe I'm this filthy and jealous of a 2-year-old.
I know. But you're just filthy and jealous all the time, you know? It's not just a joke.
It's hard being me.
It is.
My single bed.
Kirby and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
And we are friends.
Yeah,
Josh.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we're co-workers, but more than that, we are friends, in your words, best friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we are. Yes, 100%. We are. There's a couple of chums that hang out.
Well.
We get along. It's always good times.
We do. We hang out in a work environment.
And sometimes outside.
At work functions. Yeah.
But I've come across something and I thought, well, this is great. Because we could use this in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is a girl from Toronto. She's was confused if she should get back with her ex.
Yep.
And so some wise owl told her, these are the three questions you should ask yourself to determine if you should.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So in other words, these are the three questions to determine if your partner is the one.
Okay, okay.
And I thought, let's put it into our show to determine if... You know, we're compatible.
Me and you.
As a show.
You and I.
The one. The show. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm going to change if this person, and it's going to be me.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay? So would you be happy if I was your child?
No. Would I be happy? Oh, God. Could you imagine how much, like, my head would just explode?
We locking in.
I spoke into your dad. He didn't enjoy it. In fact, your mum wishes you were a boy. Okay. Nah, you'd be all right.
I'd say
I haven't. Yeah, 50-50.
50-50. All right.
Is there an option later to like put you like what do they call homes for young, like when you're adopted?
You're putting me up for adoption.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Okay, this isn't going good.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you be happy if I was the father of your children? So you're not the father anymore.
Okay.
Something happens to you.
So
would you
if
be
you
happy?
The fatherly role
yes.
for them.
How would you feel?
Oof. Jeez, this isn't going well at all. I'm thinking about it really. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'd be disappointed. I love you, but you know, I'd hope Kat would pick someone better. You know?
Okay. And would you be happy?
Someone that understands, you know, just basic saving.
Would you be happy?
Yeah, yeah.
So your kids grow up.
Okay.
And just off values and everything alone, that we end up together. So would you...
Me and you?
No. So like... The same person as me, you would like your child to marry. You'd be happy if you're, you know, Georgie or Polly grew up and they marry someone like myself. Oof. This is the key. Would you be happy?
Would I be happy?
Because if so, we could be a show perfectly compatible.
I mean, I don't want to tell you the truth.
Ken.
I think I would I be upset is more like I would, like, you know, sort of like Kat's parents when they saw me, you know, like not happy, but not disappointed.
She'll do.
Heavy and Josh at K-Rock 955. Belinda. Belinda. Ooh, yeah.
Fill in the blank, blank. And our favourite newsreader joined us right now, Shawnee.
Oh, sorry, Shawnee. Sorry, hello. I thought she said favourite newsreader and I didn't say Will. So.
Face is salty. Jeez.
That's a joke, obviously, Chandra.
The tension in this room. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Good.
So we're going to try again with this game because I know last week I didn't really get what this game was about.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks. We're testing it with you. We're trialing.
Yeah, we're trialing this, so I'll give it another crack.
I mean, we're trialing you really because it is a permanent part of the show.
Mm.
So it's more
how
you go. But, you know.
I think you did well last week.
Thank you. Mm. That was a lot.
You've got this. How does this work, Chandra?
So I've got five questions ready for you and you have to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Five headlines.
And five, then, news, like, stories.
Gotcha. Here we go.
We can get better than this.
Okay, let's go. All right, so blank Hollywood star was spotted in the crowd at the SCG during an AFL match.
Josh.
Oh, what's his name? Herbie, if he can't get it.
Oh, I haven't got it.
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Herbiderb. Yeah, the Sydney game, was it?
What? Yeah, it was the Sydney and Collingwood game. He was just sitting there in the ground.
Yeah,
just watching.
Chilled.
Do you reckon he knew the rules? Was he sitting there going, I've watched this before?
I think they just do it. They just get taken, like they get options of what they can do that night.
Like it's part of the touristy thing to do.
I mean, a box is always good too, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Blank ferries have sailed into Corio Bay.
Josh, Spirit Tasmania.
Yes, well done.
Did you say ferry, sir? I was very confused.
Yeah, well.
I was confused if there was many of them.
Just one at the moment, but, like, it's part of the ferries.
Jeez, I'll tell you what, you're really picking it.
Oh, she really is.
I mean, I know I made the job about Will being better, but...
Will being your favourite is what you said.
Yeah.
Well, but... Will's not here right now. You have to just deal with who
you I'm happy with you. You know I am. One of the sisters.
Oh, now you're backtracking. Here we go.
Okay. All right,
blank is the reason why Aussies are going overseas.
Josh, cost of living?
No.
Why are we going overseas?
Why are people going overseas at the moment?
Herbie, weather.
No.
Oh.
It's really easy, very simple, holidays.
Oh.
So they did a survey and most people are literally just travelling at the moment to go on a holiday.
Oh. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, blank percentage of Aussie employees now work from home at least once a day. So just ballpark gives
you. So can you redo that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blank percentage of Aussie employees now work from home at least once a day. Once day a week.
Josh.
You said it first.
I'm going to go 50%.
Close.
Okay.
A little bit higher.
55.
Yes.
Wow.
Well done.
And I mean, how lucky are they?
Absolutely.
Gosh, that's the one thing I really do envy in this office is the working from home option.
The sales team.
Because they choose it often. Preferably they're not here on a Monday and a Friday.
I reckon like one day a week is good.
Yeah. That'd be
good
lovely,
balance.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. I could get work from home. Done.
Send that email and then I'll be back to Netflix.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. I think this is the last one.
It is, yeah.
Blank has become the first country in the world to approve a dual COVID vaccine.
Ooh.
Herbie, Canada.
No.
They've got a lot going on, so I thought about
it. What region is it? Josh.
It's north. Northern Hemisphere.
It's America.
No.
Oh, what is it?
What
UK. Oh, hello. It's the governors.
Always just... feels bad when you
do
end
up. Do I need to make the questions easier, guys?
Well, it's always blank and then the sentence. So I don't...
You can take a blank out of the middle.
What do you mean? They all started with blank.
Yeah, no. that's what I mean. Sorry, it upshot us. You know, give us a chance today. Well, lovely job. Well done. Good stuff,
no,
Herbie.
Just make the questions.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Oh, I'm going to take a couple of minutes here just to vent, Josh, because something's it's gotten me upset, first off. Actually, I've had a roller coaster of emotions. I've been upset. Now I'm actually angry.
Yeah.
I'm furious.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know when they're going to learn to stop doing this. It is stupid.
Okay.
It is ridiculous. And I know that I'm one of many who is against it.
Hopefully it doesn't go as long as this.
And it is movie remakes.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
It's not a tough one.
You don't, like, I guess because they're such great movies and you just think...
Well, they were great. Mm. Why do we need to make a new one?
You know what I don't mind? If it's been like 80 years. You know, like if we didn't really know that it was a remake.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
Maybe. But this one is going far back because this is why I'm angry today.
Okay, here we go.
So 1939 is the movie.
Righto.
So we are going back close to 80 years then. 82.
Yeah.
So
let's not do quick maths.
So The Wizard of Oz.
Ah.
I know. I'll take my comment back.
Yeah.
They are remaking The Wizard of Oz. Why?
There's really no new ideas, is there?
That's the thing. You think there's creative people out there getting paid millions of dollars, but all they do is go through their old DVDs.
You know what it could be? Is when it's a twist on that storyline. So it's like an adaptation, like it's continuing on the story somehow.
Okay.
Like, or it's
a prequel
in some way that they do it really well and we find out a bit more about the witches or something like that, or why the wizard was there or whatever.
How did the house land on that?
Well, yeah. There's,
you know,
different options though. You know,
how did the
Tin Man get there? All these sorts of
things.
I'm just
spitballing. We're spitballing. And I didn't even tell you what we're talking about and you've come up with these great ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
So how are people who are getting paid not coming up with it? Because it is doing my head in. And don't give me these stupid live action remakes either, because they're pointless.
You've got to remember like how cheap that movie is to make. So they've already got the script.
Yes, they do.
That's right. They've already got the storyline.
Mate, they could reuse the costumes if they wanted.
They could.
It's seriously there for
them. You know what I mean? And they just add some CGI now, a couple of
It does my
head in. Flying monkeys will be interesting to see.
Yeah. That'll
and
be
the
very
witch will be interesting to have a look at too.
But if it's anything like other ones, I mean, what have we had? Willy Wonka and the...
Chocolate Factory, that was terrible.
I mean, Lion King, I don't know why they bothered with that. Mm. They even had a new Cheaper by the Dozen, you know the one with Steve Martin? They redid one of them. Why?
Oh, did they do that? Who'd they do that with?
It was a Disney thing or something, but I don't know why you'd redo it. It's been a good movie. Hasn't even been that long. Just seriously, get your pen out, write a script and go, hang on a second, we can make a new movie because this is getting tiresome.
I really like my ideas that I threw out.
So do I.
Okay,
I mean, run with that.
You know what we'll do? We'll continue that story with Who Am I next. We'll get
steam out.
Yeah, that's right. Work as a team. One minute on the clock. 10 celebrities. Can we get through it? Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
All right, Herbie Derb, this is a game. We work together.
Unite
we are
as
one.
A team. One brain, two bodies.
That's right.
I'm vibing your waves from here.
Yeah, righto. It sounds a little odd, but we'll go with it. Okay, so this is how this game works. 10 celebrities, 1 minute on the clock. We were talking about before remakes.
Because some stupid ding-dong, and they really are remaking The Wizard of Oz. It doesn't need to be remade.
No.
And I already went on a tangent, so I'm going to pull myself back to get back into the...
Focus.
Zone.
So these are celebs that have been either in remakes or were in the movie that they've been remade. Because it wasn't like a great list of people that I wanted to...
Because no one wants to jump on board. They get offered the remake and they go, probably not. Probably not.
More wanted a chance to win. You know?
This is it.
Because we haven't had a win in a while and I'm hoping that we get it. So 1 minute on the clock. 3, 2, just remember, pass if you...
Pass, okay.
Yeah. Don't get stuck on them.
No, I won't get stuck.
Good. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1. One of your brothers is named after him. He was a James...
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, no.
Sean Connery.
Yes. Baywatch.
Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff.
Yes. Good-looking unit.
Zac Efron?
No, he was in The Hangover.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes. doesn't like Amber Heard.
Johnny Depp.
Yes. Comedian.
Comedian.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Talked to animals at one stage.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Home Alone.
Home Alone. What's his name? Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. Sorry, I've got something. The Holiday.
We've got Jack.
Good looking dude.
Oh, what's his name? Pass.
What's Top Gun remake? And there's the younger dude.
The younger actor. He's so handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of him. Pass.
Okay, we'll just go. Just say the other actor.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Okay. And then singer, she was in with Bradley Cooper.
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Sorry. Wait, let me think of the guy.
The cough did not help.
Jane starts with Judd.
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Yeah, but the other guy was Miles Teller too.
That
was,
yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Sorry?
So, yeah, sorry. I just like started choking on some saliva and I was like trying not to notice it and then it just made it even worse.
Don't worry. We noticed it. But yeah, do you know what I like? You stuck with the teamwork.
Yeah, that's right.
And you pushed through.
Yeah, one off. That's not bad, hey.
That was good for a guy that nearly choked live on it.
Sorry.
There he is.
It's Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Many people dream about getting a superpower. What would life be like, Josh?
It'd be kind of cool, kind of scary too, wouldn't it?
I know.
Because you couldn't tell anyone.
You'd have to keep it a secret.
You couldn't, because then they'd want to study.
True.
You know?
That is very true. Maybe people will want to study this guy because, my opinion, he has secured himself a superpower.
Okay.
So, Christoph, he is from Australia.
Yep.
And back in 2015, he was heading to the hospital to have his daughter's wasp sting checked out.
Yeah.
There was dark clouds and he can recall telling his daughter, watch out.
Right.
He didn't really realise that he had to watch out because next thing he knows, the umbrella he's holding gets struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Goes down, hits him, and it runs through his body.
Jeez, that's scary, isn't it?
And unlucky.
Very unlucky, yeah.
He is okay.
Yeah.
Christoph is okay, although for a couple of weeks after, his right arm started to shake and compulse.
I mean, if that's the worst of it, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
You've literally just survived being struck by a bolt of lightning.
But what has happened now, so this is back in 2015.
Yeah.
Fast forward, 2022.
Got ya.
He believes now that his arm starts to shake before there's a storm. So he will say to his wife, there's a storm coming. And she'll look out and go, you're kidding me. Blue skies.
Yeah.
And he says, no. There's a storm coming. I can feel it. Arm shaking. Next thing you know, there's a storm there. So he has a superpower of knowing when the rain's coming, my friend.
I feel like that is not a great superpower because, like, we all have, you know, we can check the radar.
Sometimes the radar might, you know, move a bit with wind. His arm, it's
no, the
shaking.
Radar doesn't move a bit.
It might move.
It predicts where the rain is.
Predicts. See, he knows, you know?
I think, okay, yeah.
It's not a superpower you'd like. I thought that would be the case.
I thought, you know, if I'm going to get one,
you want another one. Good. Well, this is the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's lots of superpowers that have been put out there in those universes in comic books over the year. And there's some other ones out there that maybe you would like over the lightning storm one.
Yep, let's see.
This one's a DC hero. Arm fall off boy. So he can detach his arms and then use them to beat up the baddies.
Okay.
But that's what your arms do connected to you anyway. So there's not really a point of the arms detaching. Because they can only work from a few feet away.
I mean, I guess if you got handcuffed.
I guess, yeah.
You know, like he could get out of sticky situations.
Mm.
Still better than predicting a storm, which you can see on a radar.
Bouncing boy. So he is able to inflate like a beach ball and bounce around. That's it.
That's not a very good one, is it?
It's terrible.
In fact, yeah. How does it get triggered?
I don't know.
Mm.
I think just blows up. So there's a Marvel comic character who's named Squirrel Girl.
Okay.
She has squirrels that she can throw at people. that's her power.
Abusing animals.
Imagine you finally, you know, get into a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're in a superhero movie. You're in Marvel, you know.
Yeah,
you're up with Thor and everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you read the script and you're Squirrel Girl. Do you rock up to set?
Now, we need to make you look a little more homeless. It's Abby and Josh driving home, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Abby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I love hearing about silly criminals, Abby.
Just makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Because not that I would want to commit a crime, because that's wrong, but because I've watched crime shows, crime movies, I believe if I was going to do it, I maybe would get away with it better than these guys.
I think everyone thinks it through.
Yeah.
And then you realise, I'll probably get caught, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And
the
it's
anxiety
bad as well.
Of, hang on, oh my gosh, could I live with my...
No, no, I couldn't. I couldn't. Could
and
never
if someone
get
asked
away.
Me, did you do this? I'd no, fall. Yes, of course.
But I'd dub you in too.
You would.
I would. I'd be like, sorry. 100%. Sorry, Habs, I've got a family. You haven't got a lot to live for. Anyway, a guy has been caught. So the reason they're after this man was because he'd stolen three cars previously. And they got wind of where he might be. And they caught him in the act of stealing a construction digger. Now, these are one of the big, big ones. They've got like the big arm and they've got the big scoop at the front. And it's got like the tread thing that you'd see on a tank.
Yes, that keeps going round.
Yeah, yeah.
So with... Talking a big digger.
It's a big, heavy machinery.
And they're not quick.
No, they're not quick. He tried to use that as his getaway, and then there's just footage of the police literally walking after him because he's not really sure how to use it, I'm guessing. And they're on a dirt road that leads to a block end, but it's just a silly way to try and, he's in trouble.
I mean, unless he was an expert on the digger and, could manoeuvre it so
to
he
swing
could
him
screw
around.
People up and down.
Yeah.
I'm thinking real bad boy movie now, Action.
Yeah.
But he can't, obviously. Terrible idea.
Yeah, you should have used it more of as a defence than a getaway.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Good thinking. That's what I was thinking too. Maybe we would be good. But these are some silly ones that people have used over the time. One, a pedal boat.
The pedal boat that
you
go
into the
push
water.
Your little legs.
yeah. He didn't have a shirt on. He was screaming. And then he said, I don't think he knew how to swim. So they basically, when he tried to dive in the water, then they got him. So
that is so silly.
Bad idea.
Also,
bad idea.
Those are a lot harder than you think. You hop on, you think it's going to be a nice time, but the other person is never pedaling as hard.
No.
Come on, mate.
We're going one direction here.
Doing a circle.
Power wheels. So these are one of those toys that I always wanted as a kid. You know the ones that are like toy trucks or they're like a Porsche and then they've like got a battery in them? And Someone tried to use one of those. At 5 miles per hour, so that's probably about 9 k's, not even. But this is probably my favourite one.
Okay.
And it just doesn't make any sense that you would use this as a way to get away from someone.
You've committed a crime and you go, I've got to get out quick.
That's it, I've got to leave this spot.
Okay.
A merry-go-round.
That is gold. I hope it's one of the ones where the horses go up and down so they disappear. No, I'm still here. Silly.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie Derb, this is where we get your thoughts, daily topics, a bit of
I'm ready.
Let's kick it off with this one. Amber Heard.
Yeah, nah. And I think because I'm just over hearing about her.
Yeah, gotcha.
Her and the Johnny Depp case, it was so public. It took up a lot of time. We got caught down the rabbit hole.
Absolutely.
Of watching videos on TikTok. But I'm very much well and truly over it.
Fair enough. Well, bad news for you. She has just fired her lawyer, the main lady.
Oh, she wasn't
can't remember.
Too good.
Yeah, she wasn't very good. No. And she's just hired a brand new lawyer.
To do what?
I guess they're going to try and reappeal.
It just doesn't end.
It doesn't.
The court process, so much money wasted in courts. So much.
For someone that doesn't have any either.
I know. She owes, what, 80 million, was it? Something like that?
Is that what she owes? And
to Johnny?
She owes like 8 million.
Oh.
Yeah, yep.
Still a lot of money.
It is indeed. Lifting weights.
I lift, bruv. I'm lifting. ATM.
You're bulking.
I'm bulking, as they say.
Good job. So am I. just not from lifting weights.
That's actually, it's been good because I've always done, I guess, weights at the gym, but then recently I spoke to a trainer because I wanted to try and get the proper technique.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really know if you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they run you through it. You're like, wow, I wasn't doing the right thing. So it's been good. I enjoy it.
And I'm big. Yeah, you're doing well. Doing very well. So apparently they did a study between two groups. One of those groups was only lifting weights once a week.
Yep, that's you.
The other group was lifting five times a week.
Weapons.
So while the group that lifted 5 days a week got stronger.
Yes, we did.
Those that lifted less frequently actually got bigger muscles.
Once a week, though? Mm. I don't know about that.
So you're going against the study?
I'm going against. I would believe maybe 3 days a week. But you
I'm not going to look at the science.
But I'm not in that situation.
All right, Donald, you hang over there.
One day a week isn't going to do it for you. If you want to believe it, though,
yeah,
run with it.
Righto. Okay, last one. Having more than one job.
Nah, yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, I don't want to, but I have to say nah, yeah, because in this day and age, it's too hard.
Don't you?
I mean, they're not putting the wages up, so we're, you know, fighting the bills, and the only way to pay it is to get another income.
It's insane, isn't it, these days?
It's nuts.
Like, you know, we've both couples working two jobs. Jeez.
Where's the time go to actually hang out with your kids?
So what about ScoMo? Just signing himself in as, you know, treasurer, and he was in finance.
He's doing it all. Oh, does someone we need to replace that? No, don't worry about it. I'll do it.
Treasurer, Home Affairs Minister, Health and Finance Minister, and no one knew about it. I mean, geez, how does that system work?
I know.
Does he sign off on it? Like, you know when you have to, like, you know, okay, we hand it to our boss, they sign it, gets stamped or whatever. I guess he just hands it to himself.
So he doesn't even broadcast it, you know?
Where's it come out?
It's so wrong, though.
Oh, I don't know.
What are they running there at the moment, you know? To be able to approve that.
I know, it's crazy.
And no
isn't
one
it?
Know. He would have taken, if female minister came up, he probably would have jumped on that as well.
He said that he's not sure if he's signed off on any other ones.
He's not sure?
Yeah, yeah. So there could be more still to come.
He's a busy man.
I do know one job he doesn't do. Let's hold a hose.
It's so true.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, it was a big weekend over in Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo, yeah.
Sao Paulo, you've been there over in Brazil?
In Brazil, yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people.
Any big things happen while you're there?
not that I can say, no.
Well, there is a big thing that happened over the weekend, yeah, right. And you'd be shattered you would have missed out on this one.
Yeah, yep.
The big peanut festival.
Okay.
So it's a little odd, but it is an international peanut fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they celebrate the peanut.
I do love, like, peanut butter.
Yum.
And like big peanut butter snacks or anything with chocolate and peanut butter. Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is what, like, I think
up.
It's see, genius.
Yeah.
We need one here.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of an issue that happened. The media jumped on it, and it was to do with their mascot. So their mascot is a peanut.
Yeah.
Shock.
Well, yeah. Goes hand in hand, and you would have thought, yeah.
But it was the design of the peanut. Some people said it looked a similar shape of something else, which...
So a bit more elongated.
Yes. And so, yeah. A bit more connected to a nut of sort.
Gotcha.
So, anywho, they had to change the mascot.
Yeah.
And now they've got a new peanut mascot, and the festival is going ahead,
okay,
which is
good
great.
Good news.
Oh, I was stressed for a little bit, just like you were. But it did get me thinking, like, peanuts, they must be a big thing if... I mean, they're having
a whole
festival,
yeah.
You know? And so then I started looking into it, and I've gone, hang on, there is a little bit that we can learn about peanuts.
Talk to me.
So there are enough peanuts in 1 acre to make 30,000 peanut butter sandwiches.
If you know, you know. And you'd be very familiar with acres. Run us through that, what size that is.
It's big. You want a few of them, though, Josh.
4,000 metres squared, isn't it?
Yeah. There are around 540 peanuts in every 12-ounce, your stock standard jar of peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah, 540, so it's a lot.
Oh, you know.
And, I mean, some people will be going, well, that's a lot of peanuts to get into the jar, but it's more sustainable, the old peanut farming.
Really?
So it takes almost 5 gallons of water to process 1 ounce of peanuts compared to 80 gallons of water for 1 ounce of almonds.
If you know, you
know. So almond milk out there, people.
What's a gallon? You really love converting things to the metric system, don't you?
I know people out there who like the gallons, and that's what I'm hitting, you know? Yeah. They know who they are. You're welcome.
They're the peanut fans.
This one's cool.
Yeah.
Peanuts aren't technically nuts.
What?
They're actually legumes.
You know, you know.
So unlike nuts that grow on trees, peanuts grow underground. So it's
dead set.
It's
no,
a flower.
They don't.
Yes, they
really?
Do.
Okay.
It's a flower, and it's a yellow sort of flower. Yes.
Yes, they do. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
They do.
Really?
And this, it's actually illegal to label a product peanut butter if it's less than 90% peanuts.
If you know, you know.
Wow.
Consumer watch out there. Jump onto those ones. But now I've got a task after reading this.
Yeah, yep, here we go.
Not so much as a, I mean, it is a fact, but it's a statement as well. You and I could get into the record books with a peanut.
Yeah.
Because there is a record at the moment for the furthest distance a peanut has been thrown.
Yep.
We can beat it.
What is it?
It's 124 feet or 37.92 metres.
I'm doing that more for the fact
if
that you converted.
You know, you know.
We're going to be in the books. Get that arm ready.
Yeah, 134 foot. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We're going nut throwing.
Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.